All right, let's bring in the lovely ladies of Pet Chat. First of all, Cheryl Shaw, g'day.
Hello, Mark.
And we'll get straight into your topic. We've got on the brooch there, the dog coat. Are we looking at that today?
Oh, wow, you're right on point today.
I'm all over it,
You are, yes, dog coats today.
And we have to bring in Dr. Fiona as well. And a big congratulations, Renaudie. You've actually had an addition to your family.
Yes, we adopted a fur baby on the weekend.
Oh, you can't use that term.
We have adopted a dog
on
the weekend.
That's better. It's much better.
8-month-old Labrador cross called Banksy. So he's currently very adorable and the apple of everybody's eye. And we're in the thick of toilet training and setting up routines and doing a bit of obedience. If anyone's got any questions related to puppies or toilet training or all sorts, I'm right in the midst of it at the minute.
Dr. Fiona is here, as is Cheryl Shaw, ready for another big topic. Cheryl, over to you.
Oh, thank you, Mark. Today I thought I'd talk about coats and in particular rain jackets because we've had so much rain. And I believe that rain jackets for every dog is an essential item. They need to have it. It doesn't matter what you think about coats and things, which not all dogs need, but rain jacket is something that you should have on hand. When we think about our dogs going outside to go to the toilet or to go for their walk, if a dog is going out in the rain, one of the things that's going to happen, it's going to get wet. It may get really saturated. And then if it gets saturated, you might towel it down or whatever. But they tend to chill off. So if a dog is damp, it's going to start to shiver and get cold. And that's really not a very good thing for any dog, particularly dogs like puppies, older dogs, dogs with compromised health, dogs with diseases like cushions. We know that they don't have a lot of coat and so they can't regulate their body temperature properly. So it's important that we don't allow them to get wet. Sure, their legs are going to get wet and their feet and maybe their head, but you can towel that off just to keep them warm and dry. So for me, making sure that your dog's got a rain jacket is pretty important. The other thing is that dogs that get wet and if they stay damp, their skin can get problems as well. So things like hot spots can develop and they can get all sorts of irritation. So trying to keep them dry in our wet weather is important. But then we'll move on to normal jackets or a coat. Now, the badge I have on today is a corgi wearing a jacket. That is just so not right. Corgis have a lot of hair and they don't need extra protection. But I know that, Fiona, you've got a greyhound and your dog definitely needs to wear a jacket.
Yeah, she doesn't have a large wardrobe by any means, Cheryl, but there's a couple of different sort of thickness, warmness jackets that we put on her at night in winter because there's not much of her and there's certainly not much of her coat either.
Yeah, so that's the thing. If they don't have a lot of coat and they're pretty lean or even on the, you know, the skinnier side, they don't have enough warmth or body fat to keep them warm. So putting on that jacket is really important. The other thing is when you are selecting a jacket, make sure that the jacket fits the dog properly, you know, that it's not too short or otherwise not too long, because otherwise the dog's going to be, you know, not comfortable at all in it. Also checking for areas like under the arms or under their legs to make sure that then it's not irritating them. Sometimes if they're too tight in those areas, that can cause skin irritation and you can get all sorts of problems there. So taking the jacket off, making sure each day if the dog has a lot of coat that you are brushing that coat and combing it through, because often people just push a brush through the coat but it's not actually separating the hair, and a jacket or a coat will actually compress the dog's hair together, and so then the skin is compromised because the air isn't getting through to the skin and keeping it nice and dry because of that compression around the hair. So making sure that you're brushing it. But you know, wearing a jacket for some dogs just isn't on. Like I said, corgis, you've got your Arctic breeds like your Siberian Huskies and your Samoyeds, those sort of dogs with a lot of coat. Even the Pomeranians, I see a lot of people dressing up their little Pomeranians, but they've got enough coat to keep them warm. They really don't need this, you know, extra layer on them to keep them warm. Dogs that do have, you know, a lot of hair loss or have been clipped really short, sometimes they can do with having a jacket on. But a lot of our dogs live indoors and our homes are usually fairly warm. So unless your dog is a dog that is outside, and if they are outside, sure, they may need a jacket, but they also need protection from the elements if they're an outside dog. So making sure that other than a jacket outside, that they've got somewhere nice to retreat to, I think that that's pretty important. But the bigger the dog, like a Labrador, so Golden Retrievers, those type of breeds of dogs, because they're a lot larger and they've got a lot more tissue or fat tissue, they don't need to have those jackets on because their body weight ratio means that they can maintain their heat source. So, yeah, I just think that some dogs need them and some dogs don't.
All right, Cheryl, we covered like the functionality, when and where to have them, the fitness, as in they got to fit right and everything. The only thing you didn't cover is like fashion and style.
Oh, and that's there as well. Like,
I bet it is.
You know, I tell you that the greyhound community, they have some really way out there. Like, you know, the cats in tights. You see some of those greyhounds and they've got those long legs with stripy.
They almost look like Cat in the Hat type.
Yes. Yeah. They're pretty fashionable. But there are so many different things. I mean, Harrods have a stall every year.
Of course they do.
Oh my goodness.
Of really out there designer pet wear, and that is, you know, next level.
I guess that's probably taking it from functionality more to fashion, isn't it? And, you know, the dog just needs to be warm and comfortable. It doesn't need to dress up.
No, and I think too, some people, they don't have children and they treat their pets like children, so they do want to dress them up. But we do need to be functional, not fashionable.
All right. Thanks, Cheryl. Of course, Fiona is she's carving out some time with us today, leaving her brand new family member behind and a new dog. Congratulations. And
thanks, Mark.
How's the new family member fitting in?
He's very good. So he's adopted. He's about 7 or 8 months old, Labrador Cross. And we are, as I said earlier, just renegotiating toilet training and all these fun things. And, you know, it is a topic that we have lots of calls about. So I thought I'd share my mostly failures in the last 3 days.
So in other words, the things you're about to mention are what other dog owners probably should avoid? Or just
do what
or
I just say, have a laugh. Not, do what I say, not what I do.
Right, and I'll just have a laugh together at us, at you. Yep. Ha ha ha, there we go.
So I think we all know the basics. Essentially, they've got a small bladder. They need to go out to the toilet. Wherever you want them to use the toilet, you know, they need to go out after a sleep or a play or a meal. And our situation at the moment, we're kind of trying to work out what that magic interval is. And it's somewhere between 45 minutes and an hour that he has to go outside and wee.
So it's kind of like a piece of string. I was going to say it's fluid, but that's probably half the time I suppose it is. But essentially 45 minutes to an hour, that's sort of that special golden time. Where
in his case it is. And, you know, it has taken us a few days to work that out because they are all different. But the kids get very excited when he does a wee out in the backyard, because then I literally set a timer on my watch for 45 minutes and he's allowed inside for 45 minutes. But, you know, to make it easier for us, we've closed all the doors with carpet, you know, all the doors that we can't supervise, because it just minimises the space that you've got to supervise.
That's actually a good idea. Cheryl, how do you think Fiona's going so far with that? I mean, obviously it's trial and error a little bit.
Yeah, and at this time the dog's new to the environment, so it's still settling in. There's so many things that the dog is learning about, the people it's living with, its own environment there. And toilet training is something that a lot of people really struggle with, so it's probably the most important thing when you first get your dog. I'm a big believer of taking your dog out on a leash every time, to make that association from leaving the house, going out with somebody who then takes the leash out with the dog on it, says a key word, and then doesn't talk again, and the dog just relaxes. And when they relax, they then go to the toilet. But when you first arrive in that spot that's going to be their toilet space outside, after you've said the key word, like go to the toilet, do a wee or whatever it is, then you don't speak and the dog will try to move, because it'll be going, what on earth is going on here? Nothing's happening. We're not moving. And they may do a crocodile roll and then they'll get up again. And then when they realise you're not moving and they stand there, that's usually when they relax and go to the toilet. As soon as they've done that, you can release the lead and let them come back inside with you. So they make the association that going outside is to go to the toilet. And after a few times, probably about a month of doing that, then they start to go outside themselves. But also having another dog, they'll often follow the other dog. If the dog is going out to go to the toilet, that's often a cue for the dog to go, oh, that dog's going out, I'll follow it as well. Is that happening at home?
Yes, he very much wants to follow Holly, our greyhound, around. And he is actually already crate trained, which is a bonus.
Oh, that's good.
So his morning wee is pretty pretty epic. Stand there for a couple of minutes while it gets it all out. But look, he is going well, and every accident he's had has been 100% his human's fault.
Yes.
You know, it's not his fault. He just doesn't know where he's supposed to go yet. Mm. But yeah, we'll check in and whenever I'm next on the radio and can hear whether I'm succeeding or failing dismally.
I'll tell you what, though, Fiona, it sounds good. You write some of this stuff down about the lead and the key words. I mean, Cheryl's great, isn't she, for this stuff?
I should outsource Banksy. He can go and live with Cheryl. She can toilet train him and then give him back.
No, hang on a minute. So the dog's in a new environment. You want to give the dog to a newer environment and then bring it back to your environment.
It's a bad idea, isn't it?
Yeah. We're not going with that one. Yeah. We'll just advise each other along the
so
way.
So the person that has no dogs took 1.3 seconds to realise that a vet has come up with the wrong idea.
Look, it's early days for him. I would say we're working on about an 80%, 90% success rate.
That's pretty good. And the fact that he's that little bit older too, he's going to get this really quickly.
Yeah.
And also, with the family, get each member to be responsible. Mm. That takes all the pressure off you, Fiona. Mm.
Yeah. We'll work on that too, Cheryl.
Yeah.
How hard was it? I believe it was a bit of a journey, if you will, to come up with a name for the new dog. That's almost as harder than the toilet training.
Yeah. So we have three teenage girls.
Good luck with that, by the way.
thanks, Mark. So I very much bowed out of the discussion and the shortlist, but they did exceptionally well, came up with the shortlist, and then, which probably had, I don't know, 30 names on it, so it wasn't real short. And then everyone chose their favourite three, and then we sat on that for 24 hours, and then everyone chose, I think, their favourite two, and then we sat on that for a couple of hours, and then everyone chose their favourite, and then that was the shortlist of three. And then we decided that we weren't going to make a decision on the final name until we'd had him for sort of 24 hours. Mm. And then it became quite evident that one of the names wasn't a good fit. And then I wasn't arguing with the three teenage girls on the final choice.
So right. So what was the name that failed? That wasn't a good fit.
So our top three were Moose, Banksy and Cashew.
Was Moose the fail?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love that name for a dog, but it just didn't suit him.
Yeah.
And then so we had Banksy and Cashew, and the kids got the final say.
Okay. Do you think Banksy was the win, obviously?
Banksy was the win.
Would either of those have suited your dog, do you feel?
I think so.
Okay. So that was a win.
Yeah. I reckon I'm pretty proud of the girls, actually. I think they did a good job in the end.
Now, I'm just noting that any of those three names are not currently on the top 10 list of dog names at the moment.
It's probably a bit like, I suspect, being a school teacher and trying to give your kid a name, like being a vet and then trying to pick a pet's name. You know, there are some good memories and some bad memories associated with some of those names.
Yes. I mean, I'm just looking on that list. Let's say Charlie is one of the top 10 names. So if you've had in the last year a three or four Charlies that haven't had the greatest of outcome, you don't want to bring your new dog home and name it Charlie.
No. And look, I think everyone's the same, you know. But for us, it was definitely, we were looking for something a little bit left of centre.
All right.
Not like one of the
not
more
Moose.
Common.
That's not that. That's a little bit too far. But
I love Moose. One of my nurse's dogs is named Moose.
All right. So there was a positive.
I'm very partial to that name.
All right. So there you go. That's what's happening in the life of Fiona and the three teenage daughters and the dog.
And the husband.
And the husband. And the husband. Oh, boy. We can just forget about the poor husband. And how's he going with it all?
The poor husband is a very good summary.
If we rang and asked him, would he say the same thing if he was honest?
That he was a poor husband?
Well, you probably would.
He probably would.
Yeah. All right. Hope he did.
No, he's long-suffering, but he's doing very well.
Was he fine with the three names?
He had no choice.
This happened while he was at work, I'm sure. He was
pretty much.
Yeah. Right. By the way, we're going to do dog Banksy. What?
Look, he did know it was happening, but was about it.
That was it. It's, help pay for it. That's just where its obligation is. Although the continued paying for the dog as well. Good times and great music. Pet Chat is here. Cheryl Shaw, that's your name over there. Yep. After, 15 years, almost had a memory spot there. And also Dr. Fiona, who, again, we're congratulating all afternoon with her new family member on the way. And Pam from Gateshead, you would love to continue the discussion about toilet training. What's going on, Pam?
Fiona, just one thing that Cheryl forgot to mention, and maybe I didn't hear it, but kitchen soil paper and put it, make a trail to the door so the dog can follow the smell.
Yeah, okay.
That was all. And of course, you know, as soon as you let them out of the crate, it's a quick bolt out of the backyard.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, you know that one.
Yep, we've been experiencing that one thus far, which is definitely a bonus when they're crate trained, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's the only way to go. Anybody that has a dog doesn't realise how important a crate is, not only just for toilet training, but you would also know as a vet that when they come in and they've got to stay overnight or whatever, they don't panic. They settle down. Oh yeah, it's a crate.
Yes, and, I must admit, Pam, we can definitely at work tell the dogs that are crate trained because they quite happily walk in the cage, turn around, sit down, and I definitely agree with you.
Then have a bit of a sleep, and then I get up and have another look around what's going on, and
Yeah, no, it definitely makes my life easier, that's for sure, Pam.
It sounds like not a bad plan for humans either. Get up, have a sleep, get up, walk around, see what's going on, lay back down again. What do you think?
Very good.
Minus
very
the crate. Good. All right, 4921 6216. A couple of minutes left if you have a question for our Pet Chat team this afternoon. But if you, like Dr. Fiona, are looking to add an extra family member to your life for your family at home, well, our Pet Chat page with the Pet Chat of the Week is the place to look. We have a couple of animals there for you to choose from. And first up, ladies, we have Turbo.
Yes, so Turbo is a 12-year-old cattle dog cross. I don't know if it's that common having like those real older senior patients as a rescue, but his profile's pretty good, I'd say. Very affectionate, easygoing, happy for sleep, happy for a short walk, loves lounging around, occasional zoomy, happy to be left alone. So he's ticking a lot of boxes for people who, I guess, want a lower maintenance dog. Probably the only comments is his fosters are suggesting that he's probably best as an only dog and also hasn't been tested with people. Children. Hasn't been tested with children. But, you know, if you don't have kids or you're looking for an only dog for your house and happy to adopt a senior and have him enjoy his last years of life, then Turbo would be a good fit.
All right, and go on, Cheryl.
How funny is that? Turbo's 12 and he still has the zoomies.
I know, that's really sweet. Mm-hmm.
But hasn't experienced kids yet.
No.
Well, I think just hasn't been tested. You know, he could be amazing with them, but they just haven't tested him with them.
All right, and if you're looking for a cat, I mean, when I saw these ones jump up on our page a couple of minutes ago, I almost immediately adopted Jade the cat. How gorgeous a cat is that?
Beautiful. Yeah. Her profile pic is doing wonders.
It certainly is.
No, she's adorable, and her blurb is pretty good as well. So 3-year-old girl, black and white, I'd say medium to long hair cat. Gentle, affectionate, just wants your love, sweet and easygoing, loves people, warms up to people quite quickly. Often cats can sort of run away when they meet new people, but she seems to be a bit of an extrovert, but happy to spend the day lying in the sun, as cats tend to do. With that longer coat, definitely would, you know, grooming and brushing, as we talked about with coats, not so relevant with cats, but still grooming them is important. Getting her used to having a brush is important. She's pretty gentle, has been around other cats, would probably be fine with kids, would also probably be fine by herself, and hasn't met dogs yet. So if you think she would be a great new addition to your family, then head on over, because I reckon both the pets today are pretty good.
Yeah, they are standouts, that's for sure. So head up to the Pet Chat page to check out Turbo and Jade at our website, 2NURFM.com.au. A couple of minutes left for you if you have a pet question this afternoon. As always, a pleasure. Dr. Fiona, got your hands full. We're expecting an update next time that you're here.
Yes, I'll prepare my report on how all things training are going, and we'll either run in the door excited or walk in the door with my What's the expression? My tail between my legs.
Yeah, exactly.
And report on my failures.
Well, Cheryl, you will have a big red pen, a big thick red pen ready to mark Fiona's report. What do you think so far?
Oh, I think she's on the right track.
All right, so she's probably passing as long as she stays on this same track.
That's it. She's just got to be committed, make sure she's not asking the dog repeatedly to do the same thing.
So if I want the dog to sit, what do I not do?
You don't go, sit, 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 sit. You just do it once.
All right. Convince me, Cheryl. Thank you, ladies. Another Pet Chat next week.